Department of Public Health announced a major health order Thursday. The order mandates the closures of daycares, beaches, and on-site dining and restaurants as the state tries to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The order is in place until April 5th. An Elmore County teacher has tested positive for the coronavirus. School officials say the teacher works individually with students on multiple campuses. The parents of students who may have been exposed have been contacted. And Montgomery police have identified the man arrested after an hours-long standoff with police Wednesday. 39-year-old Benjamin Baldwin is now charged with 3 counts of attempted murder of a police officer. He's in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. It is my honor, my privilege, my pleasure now, folks, to bring on the mayor of Montgomery, Mayor Stephen Reed. Mr. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well, Joy. How about yourself?
Doing very well. I wanted to start off coming in with music. You tweeted before all this got going on and life seemed a bit more normal that was still the best Super Bowl halftime show, and I have to reach out and say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, it is.
Indeed. You know, there are a lot of close seconds, but I think that one still leads the pack.
Oh, amen to that. Now, I want to begin by saying thank you to you. I began my show this morning a bit frustrated with more of the national political scene, and I really appreciate the fact that you have given a lot of the spotlight to the folks doing the hard work, keeping the city running, you yourself included. But 3 days ago, you tweeted out a photo of some sanitation workers, you know, wearing the orange on the big orange trucks. And, you know, it's folks like that we really need to remember here in this crisis.
No, absolutely. You know, they're the ones who are keeping everything going, and they're on the front lines of all this, along with certainly our police and fire and our medical personnel. But I think sometimes, you know, those folks who are helping keep the streets clean and picking up our trash are overlooked. And, you know, we have to make sure that we look out for their safety and their well-being as well, because they're going about their business in a way that, really, I think, gives all of us a lot more support when we need it, because they're focused and they have a professionalism that's driven by their wanting to be the best. And we had that with a lot of our city employees, and I'm proud of them. And they're just doing an outstanding job in the face of this adversity that we have right now.
And it really is about all these folks. But I kind of want to focus on you for a second on just a personal level. This is your fourth month, right, being Mayor of Montgomery. I'd imagine you didn't realize. You had all sorts of plans. You knew there'd be politics. We'd get along. We'd have our arguments. But I doubt you expected this sort of global pandemic to come to Montgomery's doorstep here 4 months into your job as mayor.
No, not at all. You know, and even talking with mayors across the country who dealt with everything from blizzards to hurricanes and tornadoes and other disasters, earthquakes and so forth, you know, this is different for everyone. And that's one thing that I've gotten in talking to some of my colleagues who have been in some of these positions a little bit differently, even in talking to former Mayor Strange about it as well. You know, just being in this unique circumstance where you have an invisible enemy, if you will, you're fighting germ warfare, and it's something that, you know, has been talked about for years, if not decades, and it's different, I think, for us to adjust, and so that's why you're seeing changes come on the fly, whether it be from governors and mayors and certainly the president as well, because this is new. And it's very fast moving. It's something that we have to take seriously. And I'm not, you know, comforted by the low numbers that we have in Montgomery County. I think that is in large part due to our lack of testing and our lack of ability to get test kits. We currently stand at 3 in Montgomery County, and we're at last count this morning about 75 across the state. But that doesn't give me any sort of complacency, because I believe when we're able to get the test kits, we're going to see those numbers skyrocket, and that's why we want people to stay at home. That's why we want them to wash their hands, and that's why the governor issued the directive that all restaurants and bars be closed down from in-room dining, and that's why we're seeing shopping areas and retail establishments close as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been covering the news. I kind of want to ask you, as from the news cycle, I got a sense that this really started to change here locally and just nationwide. It really started to change in the news cycle middle of last week. When were you first being told, hey, this is getting very, very real here, we're going to have to start taking steps? How did you experience this coming to you?
Well, I experienced it through a college classmate of mine who's from Mobile and now lives in Washington, D.C. and is an expert on China. And I was leaving the U.S. Mayor's Conference, and he told me, he said, hey, you know, are you prepared for this coronavirus, you know? And I said, well, you know, I kind of blew him off. This was January 26, somewhere in there. And I said, you know, that's probably the least of my concerns. At that time, I said, you know, we're watching it, but I said, you know, we're not overly reacting to it and that sort of thing. And he said, well, Steve, I think you ought to take another look at it. And he said, I think you do real good to prepare. And he's a guy who went through the SARS epidemic in China some years ago. And, you know, I'm not an expert on Asia. I'm not an expert on China. So whether it's economic or whether it's health related or even if it's military, he's a guy that would normally just kind of give me a heads up on some things that are coming. And he said it in a way for the third time, I think, to kind of get it in my head, that you really want to be on the front side of this, and you really need to be preparing, because it's going to hit Europe and it's going to come here. And he said it's not going to be pretty at all, because we aren't prepared. And I think when he told me that and later in that conversation, when I got back, I just kind of let our chief of staff know then that, you know, what are we really doing? And you know, what have we done in the past where, you know, these issues have come about that weren't a natural disaster, but were some other types of emergencies that the city may have dealt with? And when we started asking those questions right at the beginning of February is kind of when we started taking some slow steps to put things in place, and then we picked up pretty much right after that, just from the standpoint of being overly prepared and really wanting to be on the side of, well, you know what, he was too cautious, or, you know, we did too much, as opposed to we were too slow, and we just didn't know what was coming. And so I think, you know, that was when it first appeared on my radar, seriously, and we started taking those steps afterwards, and the staff and, you know, all of our partners here have been great since then, and certainly it's escalated, and the speed has escalated probably over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and you have a good friend there. I think a lot of countries all over the world were a bit caught off guard, and there was an incredible story earlier today, and getting folks were talking to Mayor Stephen Reed here, Mayor of Montgomery, where the Chinese government actually took unprecedented steps. They exonerated the doctor who warned them earlier that they had made quiet, and now they're disciplining the police officers. So I think, you know, early on in terms of the PR war, this caught a lot of folks off guard. So for your friend to give you that information in late January to where you could start asking the questions in February is fantastic. And, yeah, got to give some kudos to that guy, definitely, for giving you the heads up.
Well, I've done, you know, he's a mobile guy, but, you know, living in D.C., and he's been up there for probably 20 years. But, you know, he's someone that always kind of knows what's happening here and kind of keeps up with things. And, you know, I think what I learned, not just from that, and I texted him yesterday morning and just said, hey, you know, any other things that, you know, you think we ought to be doing? And he's kind of been following us on social media and kind of looking at some of the things other cities are going to take. For instance, the shelter in place. He mentioned that 3 weeks ago. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we want to hold off on. But it's one of these things that I guess when you're in a crisis like this, no one cares whose idea it was.
Right.
No one has, you know, any ego in terms of saying, well, it has to be my way or no way. At this point, and I guess prior to this, we wanted and we solicited, you know, ideas and experts and steps that we should be taking from doctors, local doctors here who are, you know, David Thrasher, for instance, you know, former county coroner, who's been very much in touch with the National Institute of Health and has been an advisor to governors in the past, as well as helping out here locally, you know, has been very involved also. And so just speaking to people like that about, hey, here's what the infectious disease experts are telling us. Here's what we hear from the epidemiologists. And these are some things we just kind of need to have out there, I think, have helped us prepare. And I'm going to emphasize the word prepare as much as we can. But our lack of probably federal preparation for this has hurt us implement. Because right now I would love for us to have many more tests than the 100 or so that we may have left. And that's a high may. I'm trying to check that number as we speak today. So we don't have the tests and we don't have the treatments and we surely don't have a vaccine. So that is what concerns me right now, is that cities and states are being left kind of to fend for themselves in the preparation and taking on very aggressive strategies such as asking people to stay at home, closing businesses, and canceling, you know, worship services, social gatherings, and even events. But there's still not enough that we can do to make sure our first responders are being tested and can be tested if they come into contact with someone that may have been exposed to it, or to make sure we can test and get the information out to our most vulnerable population here in this community. Those are the things that I think are probably frustrating, you know, right now for me.
Yeah, the lack of testing is, I think, the biggest problem around the country and affecting us here locally. And hopefully we'll get online the new tests they're producing, but they need to get out there quick so we can actually get a handle on what's going on. Now, to focus on the city services, you made the decision a couple days ago. You and everybody involved in the decision-making process decided, hey, we're going to shut down a lot of the city buildings and services to the public, but the services are still going on, right?
The services are still going on. You know, that may be altered again as we look at ways to minimize, you know, those on the front lines' exposure to the coronavirus. Because what we don't want is what happened in Hartford, Connecticut, where four police officers came into contact with it. And now not only do they have to be treated, but those other police officers have to be quarantined. And so we're trying to prevent that ripple effect. And I just got out of a meeting with Chief Finley about this very issue and what steps are we taking. And that's one reason why when I get off with you, we'll be pressing even forward more to get access to test kits. Because, listen, I'm a sports fan. I'm a big NBA fan and all that. But when I see entire teams getting tested and our first responders can't get tests, when I see famous and wealthy people getting access to tests that our medical professionals for some reason can't get, there's a problem with that. There's a problem in our priorities in this country of how we're dealing with this pandemic. And there's something very, very serious. It's not to be taken lightly, and in my opinion, it's probably been taken lightly by too many people for too long, and we're more trending along the way of Italy than we are that of a South Korea or Hong Kong. And so we aren't in a place where we can relax. If anything, we're in a place where we have to make more noise and we have to demand that the state and federal government do everything in their power as we deal with this pandemic, as we deal with this, you know, crisis and emergency that we're in. Because while we want to ask for all of our citizens to be accountable by staying home and practicing social distancing, and even at this point, social isolation, we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to meet them where they are and provide these services that are needed. Because what we're trying to do, for those who are wondering, you know, why are they shutting down these places or why are they demanding that people stay at home, it is because so many people are asymptomatic but still have the virus. And the more people come in contact with the virus, the more it strains our healthcare system. We are nowhere close, and I can't underestimate this, understate it, I should say. We're nowhere close to being where we need to be in this community or in any community to deal with the amount of people that will need care to be able to treat them with ventilators, respirators, or anything, any other type of treatment that they would need if we were to reach a peak of what is possible for those being impacted. Now, and that presents a serious problem for our, not only our healthcare system as it stands, it presents a serious problem for families and caregivers and this community, because it exposes everyone to the possibility that they may not be able to get treatment for this respiratory virus in enough time to save their lives. Right. And at this point in time, we're trying to save lives. We're trying to maintain the public health and safety, and everything really has to be utilized in order for us to do it. And that's why the measures are coming in for everyone to stay at home, to wash their hands, and to really, really only go out when you absolutely have to. And we know that's impacting our small businesses. We know that's impacting our employees and people who work in various industries. But at this point, we're having to choose lives over dollars, and I believe that if we follow these instructions to the T, we're going to be better off for it.
Now, on the dollar side of this, and again, we're talking to Mayor Montgomery Stephen Reed here. On the dollar side, we're still, there was the first federal package passed. I think there will be more coming, but I don't think we can really wait in that regard. You know, it's nice you can file taxes later. You can still get a refund early, but I saw that you shared yesterday publicly that utility companies, if somebody, say, is out of work all of a sudden, they're a worker, maybe they are living paycheck to paycheck, do they have to worry about that utility bill here this next month?
No. Our partners are going to work with them. They just need to call those utility companies, communicate with them via email, online, whatever the easiest, most effective way is, and let them know what is happening. And so we want them to know that, and that's a tremendous partnership with Montgomery Water Works, Alabama Power, Dixie Electric, Power South, Spire, all those folks are working with us on that. And, you know, at some point there have to be a payment plan set up, but there aren't going to be disconnections because people have been put out of work or laid off because of what is happening. And even to the degree that some of the businesses obviously don't have the revenues coming in to cover some of these bills, they just need to make sure they are calling their utility company and that there's going to be a plan in place there. And again, this is everybody, Joey, you know, really coming together. And I can't express that enough of what we've had in the city under these unique circumstances. The churches have come together, synagogues, the mosques, the civic organizations, the nonprofit community. Everybody really is working on this and trying to pool their resources. Maxwell Air Force Base, we've been in touch with the National Guard and what their possibilities may be to help out should the governor call upon them. So we're in a place where it's all hands on deck, and everybody from the private sector to the public sector is trying to figure out the best way to help the citizens deal with this now normal and to, you know, carry on their basic and essential activities as best they can while we fight our way through this crisis. And so I want to commend so many of the partners that have come together and have come to us at the city and the county, and many that have responded when we reached out to them, and they just said, yes, whatever you need, whatever we've got to do, count us in, and we'll figure out all the money part of the impact of this, and we'll figure out a way to get it done on the back end. But yes, we're going to make sure that our customers and the people that live here and count on us know that their lights are going to be on, know that they're going to have power and so forth, and water to, again, minimize the impact of COVID-19. I also want to say that we have a website,
yes,
mgmready.com, which has a lot of the information that I'm sharing with you that we're updating consistently. We've been much more active in, via social media, whether it be through Twitter or our Facebook page, the City of Montgomery Facebook page, and posting this information. And we're also looking to get this information out through our media partners. If you've noticed, hopefully people like yourself and others, our radio stations, our TV and newspapers have all been just open to whatever information they can put out, and that has been beneficial to separate the fact from rumor.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's coming down from the NIH, or if it's coming from the Centers for Disease Control, or if it's coming from the Alabama Department of Public Health, all of these are key things that we have to keep in mind and keep at the forefront, because I just want to share with your audience, and then you have a much larger platform than what we have, and it's important that we talk to you and you continue to share with your audience as well. We're just at the beginning of this. So I don't think this is something that we should expect will be over next week. I don't think that it's something that we should expect is going to be over the week after that. I think we have to prepare that we're going to be in a change in our daily activities as we know them for weeks and months going forward. And that's just kind of what we need to start thinking about. So it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And so we have to pace ourselves to adjust to this in a way that is probably unlike anything that most of us have ever seen in our lives. And that is not to put anybody on edge as much as it is to prepare you and to caution you for other changes that may come from the state level or may come from the local level that we're going to have to adapt to. And so it's just important that we understand that. And I want to commend again everyone for adapting the way they have, but we have to keep in mind that this is something that we're, and not just us in Montgomery or in Alabama, but across this nation, we're dealing with. Just a quick, last quick point, and you can ask me anything else that's on your mind. I was on a conference call with mayors from 40 other cities yesterday, and from Seattle to Sarasota, Florida, and these are mayors who are looking at all options of what to do in order to mitigate the risk of exposure to this virus, and we're all looking at this from the standpoint of the public well-being, health, and safety of those that live in our cities and our communities. And so those are the steps that are being taken. And so while we may have some rules in place right now, some ordinances in place right now, I'll remind everyone that lives in Montgomery, I declared a state of emergency last week for a reason. So those rules could change hour to hour based on the information that we're getting from the Alabama Department of Public Health and what we're getting from our governor's office as well as our federal officials. So we just have to make sure we're doing our part to stay safe and to keep things sanitary and to stop the spread while we try to do the part from the government side to get in the test kits, to get in the supplies, and to get in any treatment that we may be able to get for our first responders, for our medical professionals and personnel, for our sanitation workers, and even for those that are delivering food that are carrying out their business under these dire circumstances.
Well, amen. And folks, this is a very fluid situation, but I like that you're saying it's the now normal, not the new normal. But I hope it's one message I've been sharing with the audience here. And by the way, you're welcome at any time to use this platform to get out the information. I'm looking at MGMReady.com right now. It goes right to live updates here, folks, what we're doing here in Montgomery to handle and get through this. But I hope, as you mentioned, everybody coming together, that when events like this happen, Mr. Mayor, it reminds you of things that we probably need to get better at generally, whether there's a crisis or not. But it also reminds you of the how we can come together and cooperate and do it out of the goodness of our hearts and our basic sense of purpose for one another and each other. It's it gives me hope. It's frustrating as hell. I've been sharing that frustration myself. But it also, there's a lot of silver linings to this to show how much we can do when we really need to. And I appreciate you being a leader here. I know this is not what you asked for 4 months in. Nobody did. But I really appreciate you working with everybody and staying on top of this.
Hey, thanks so much. And let me just say, you know, you all are a crucial partner in helping us get the word out and helping us get the facts out as opposed to the rumors. And that is very, very important. These decisions that are being made at the local, state, and national level are not being made in haste or without any empathy for what it may cause other business owners or members of the community to have to deal with. It is strictly being looked at from a public safety pandemic-type level standpoint of how we deal with something that we cannot see and something that we have not dealt with in this country in a very, very long time. And so we're all, you know, adapting on the fly, if you will. But I want to just make sure that people know they can call 211 if they have any questions. We do have an emergency operations center set up 24 hours, 7 days a week. That is police, fire, and rescue. That's our healthcare partners. That's our military as well. And that's even our nonprofit community. We're going to have to feed seniors and kids starting next week. So there are places for people to volunteer or use whatever experience they may have in the private sector or in our military to bring on board. We're going to need all the logistical geniuses that we have so that people like me aren't messing things up and we can get the food and any supplies that we need to people. And we aren't going to wait until we're at a crisis moment. Of being out of things. We are working proactively to try to stay ahead of this as much as we can locally. And Joey, one thing you brought up that I have to commend you for is that the people of Montgomery and the River Region of Central Alabama, I think, come together better than anybody. You know, whether it's Alabama and Auburn on the Iron Bowl Saturday, or if it's Election Day where we may have some differences of opinion, you know, when it comes down to the things that count, whether that's a tornado, whether that's a flood or anything that is happening, this community pulls together, and it doesn't matter about any label or anything else. We just see one another as our brother in humanity, and that's what's important, that we recognize the sisterhood of mankind, and we continue to express that. So I just want to make sure that I thank you for everything that you and Jack have been doing. Also want to, you know, just thank all of the folks who are listening for what they've been doing in their own spaces, teleworking. You know, they're having a homeschool kids, and that is tough, as I found out, how much fourth grade math, I don't know. You know, those things are really challenging, and it's something that we're all dealing with. But again, I believe because of our cooperation, we're going to come out of this on the better side of it. And so just know we're working here at the city. And if you have any questions or you say, hey, Steven, you know, can you come on and just kind of give us an update? We'll be sure to do that. And the last thing I want to pass on from our healthcare partners is this. We do have one coronavirus care clinic that was set up by Baptist Health. It's right off of Marty Lane, off of Southern Boulevard, across from the old Governor's House Hotel. But you can only get tested, and that's only if you're exhibiting symptoms of a severe fever, pain and fatigue, as well as a cough. But it starts with a fever, so it's not sneezing, it's not runny nose or itchy throat. That's probably what I have most of this time of year, which is called allergies or hay fever.
Likewise.
You know, it's very serious, and they want you to call, and that number is 334-747-0150. And that's 334-747-0150, and that's the Coronavirus Care Clinic. If you forget that number, just dial 211, and they'll direct you to that, because you have to have an appointment in order to be tested if you think that you're suffering from those symptoms. What we ask that you do not do, we ask that you please do not go to the emergency room if you think you're suffering from these symptoms, because that puts the other people in the emergency room who are there for other illnesses and sicknesses at risk of getting the virus, and it puts our frontline medical personnel, which are already overworked and undermanned at this moment, in peril of having to be taken off the line, so to speak, if they come into contact with it. So we want to try to get everybody to the Coronavirus Care Clinic, and we're going to work as hard as we can on this end to make more noise, to get us some more test kits and treatment that's available, just like the athletes and the rich and famous have. So we're going to keep pushing from our end.
Well, Mr. Mayor, Stephen, thank you for calling in, and we will be in touch for any updates. And we'll have all the numbers here, all the information. 211 is a great resource, and just appreciate you, the whole team, everybody here in the city working together, and we'll get on the other side of this, and maybe someday we can have those normal political conversations. That'll be on the other side of this. And
absolutely.
I appreciate you very much, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for everything y'all are doing. Thanks for the platform. Y'all take care and be safe.
You too, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And folks, Mayor Stephen Reed, be back with more news and views after this. I really appreciate his time. We will have him back as this is unfolding, continuing to watch the president's briefing going on now. He's answering questions. It's becoming a daily event. The market is down now. It'd be interesting to see if we get two market days up in a row. We've not had that for a little while. More news and views we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. And the wind began to howl. I ain't gone in on to someone new. I need somewhere to hang my head. That's so new. You gave me something and I didn't have. But I had to know you. I'm up too weak to give in. Just so to lose.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Central Alabama. Have you ever seen anything like the chaos and uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus? I know I haven't. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric. And if you are like me, you really don't quite know what to make of it all. Allow me to share a verse from God's Word that has brought me great comfort over the years. Psalm 46, verse 1 states, God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. Well, friends, no matter what you think about how this virus situation is being handled, I think we can all agree that we are in trouble. And I want to submit to you that we have only one source of supernatural help, of unchangeable hope and peace, and that is the Lord and His Word. Please join me in praying for our city and our country and all the medical workers and first responders who are putting themselves in harm's way for us. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Men are raving about Ageless Male Tonight. The absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. The results will not go unnoticed. You can get Ageless Male Tonight without a prescription and without sharing your private info on the web. No questionnaires, no online test. Just get to your local Walmart or 7-Eleven and see results tonight.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Thank you again to Mayor Stephen Reed for the job he's doing. And like I said to him, I don't think anybody expected this here. That friend of his, though, at that mayor's conference in late January, though, the guy called it.
Yes, he did.
He really did call it. And good to have folks, resources like that. And really, it is amazing to see so many folks taking the time to kind of take care of one another. And I believe the mayor is correct that this is not going to be a week-long thing. We're in this for a good while here. But I'd imagine even me here, I get frustrated. I think we'll all kind of ease into this. And it's not the ideal situation, obviously, folks. But we will get through this. 272-9228, 272-9228. Hopefully not more will be necessary in terms of restricting movement of people and whatnot. But we will see as we get more testing online. And that continues to be the stumbling point. Right now, I'd imagine the focus is going to be on New York State and California in particular, Washington. That's where most of the new cases are showing up. It's where it's like 10 counties have most of the cases here in the United States. But this is a nationwide phenomenon. As you heard the mayor said, 211, MGM ready. And if you do show major symptoms and you're worried, but you need to be showing major symptoms because of the limited testing, 747-0150, 747-0150 is the number to call Baptist. See if you can get drive-in, drive-up testing. They'll come to your you follow their instructions. You park, they come up to you, they swab you. We'll see where this goes from here. The president continues to brief folks out there. Well, let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Hey, is this Lynn?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Pretty good.
I wanted to run something by you and see what you thought, think, but I need to preface it a little bit.
Okay.
We're all familiar with NPT, right? National Public Television.
Say that again?
NPT?
I think it's called NPT, National Public Television.
I'm familiar with
it. You know, the radio version of
NPR. Yeah.
Okay.
But you got the television part, too.
Okay. Yeah, you get APT, like Alabama. APT, that's public television, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be APT, right?
Right.
We're talking about closing all these schools, and parents are going to have to teach the children, homeschool them. I just thought maybe that this public television radio is really owned by the government. It was established by the government. Why can't we have classes during the week, maybe 6 to 8 hours a day, broadcast on television?
Yeah.
That these parents could set their children in front of to learn, and after we come out of this curve, maybe they could just test and see how good it's done, would move them up to the next grade instead of the whole country being behind.
I actually think you're onto something there, Lynn, whether it's through public television or radio or online resources. I think this is going to change a lot of ways we do not only education but also medicine. Business. It's an interesting conversation to have that this crisis might accelerate trends that were already out there where you're doing more telemedicine or online education. I think we're going to get more flexible. And if it works, I mean, it works. It might be one of the silver linings out of this crisis.
I wish they'd just bring back Schoolhouse Rock. That worked.
I'm telling you,
that worked.
No, but you make a good point, especially with those public airwaves, to get good information out there.
Back in the old days, they had one schoolroom, and all grade levels up to a third day, stayed in that one room all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, it's a good idea. I'm going to bring up the online part. Now, I don't have any children. My children are grown, and I can handle the internet. But putting it on some kind of government public television like that, the people who don't have those resources or capabilities.
Right.
And everybody's got television. Anyway, that's it.
Thank you, Lynn.
Hey, good call. Thanks, Lynn.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
Hey, John. I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. Peace and blessings.
And
I heard the interview with Mayor Reed. That was a good interview.
Thank you.
I wish he had also addressed the issue of the opening of the Selma to Montgomery Moss Interpretive Center at ASU on next week, the 25th of March. The official opening of that is supposed to take place on next Wednesday, and I'm wondering, you know, if that's going to still be a go.
I would call 211 and ask the nonprofit folks. I think they should be able to help you out there.
With that, I'll definitely do that. But the other thing, too, let me ask you this. Do you know how to do three-way phone conference?
Yes.
Because, you know, even though you're like doing an interview with somebody over the phone, you can still take calls from them. I mean, you know, like you do with your regular caller?
It is possible, yes.
Huh?
Yes, it's technically possible.
Oh, well, you know, Janet May used to host a radio show on your radio station on Saturdays. And this was many years ago when I was at living in Prattville. And so she was interviewing Judge John England live.
Right.
And he was in Tuscaloosa at a University of Alabama football game.
Right.
And then I was at my old residence over in Prattville. And she was there at your radio station doing her radio show. And we were all three, you know, talking on the phone, communicating with one another, and so on and so forth, on something they call phone conferencing or three-way conferencing or something like that.
John, you've been listening for years. We've done that before, and especially if this crisis ensues for too long and people can't come in studio to be guests, we'll be doing something like that. We've done conferencing plenty of times and happy to do it. I got other calls. Appreciate it, John. Good.
Yeah, peace and blessings.
You too. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad. Crawdad. How you doing?
Hey, I was looking and I noticed that, you know, we want to keep our hands protected when we're out shopping and touching everything.
Sure.
You could wear nitrile gloves. And, of course, these things are going to be hard to find anyway because everybody's grabbing everything up. But there's some little cotton gloves that don't cost anything, hardly at all, about $1, $1.50 a piece. They come in a pack. You might find them at any of the hardware stores. The Big Lots. Is that right? Big Lots?
Yeah, Big Lots. I was over
Harbor Freight
the other day. They still had a bunch of them the other day. Now, that was 3, 4, or 5 days ago.
Ace Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these the cotton gloves, you can wear the gloves, and then you're not wasting them because when you get home, just toss them in the washing machine with a little bleach, put on a new pair when you go out. And just a thought because, you know, we all have to go out. We all have to do things. We're going to have to touch things. It's just another added little safety thing.
Okay.
get those gloves. But anyway, good Lord, keep us in our hearts. You know, what, I can't talk today. Anyway, prayers to everybody.
No, amen. No, and I was revisiting the wisdom literature last night.
Are you back in the Old Testament again?
Yeah.
Good for you, Joey.
Well, Proverbs is like you do the right
That's
thing.
Right.
Basic ideas, you do the right things, you know, life will be good. Ecclesiastes is more like, nah, you should do the right things, but it doesn't always work out.
Right.
And I think one of my favorite books of the Bible, of all the Bible, is the book of Job. It's one of the most fascinating lessons there is. It's led to a lot of commentary on it over the years from different
things. The story of Job.
Incredible.
I'm right. The story of Job goes back to the days of what they call the Babylonian time.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
It's a real old story.
Yeah, they try to date the story, and it might actually be around the time of Abraham, given like the family structure and the law then and how he's giving sacrifices in his manner.
It bothers me because, you know, there's God, and here comes you-know-who walking along. He says, Job, your good servant, he only loves you because you
right.
trust him.
Right.
God says, no, that's not the case. And you know who says, well, why don't you let me whoop up on him? And God says, well, you know, you can do anything, but you can't kill him. And anyway, at the end of the story there, you know, Job, he laments and he's on his face and ashes and he still loves God. He doesn't understand stuff, but he still loves God. He does not hate God.
Right. He just wants an answer. And the answer that God gives is... It's quite an interesting one. It is, again, one of the most fascinating books of the Bible. It's one because of life experience, one that really speaks to me.
We feel like Job sometimes, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I appreciate the call, Crawdad. I really do.
Yes, sir.
272-9228. Got to hear our last break of the program here. This part of News and Views brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. I know a lot of folks are staying away from crowded areas, but I'm still getting my workout in. Got to get my gains. I can't let the virus get rid of my gains.
No.
Whether I do it there at Express Fitness 24/7 or at home. But when you become a member, small sign-up fee, 24/7 access so you could go when not many folks are there.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure to be sanitary, practice good hygiene, what everybody is recommending. You can go to Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com. Check out what location is best for you. I'm going to the Harrison Road location, 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym. And I'm really enjoying it. If you do stop by, be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. They've got equipment galore, whether it's cardio or free weights or weight machines. They've got it all. Express Fitness 24/7. Great sponsor here on News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Till I reach my destination, I won't rest, 'cause I'm willing.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Big weather changes are on the way, but for today, look for yet another warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. It will become breezy, a risk of some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but I think a better chance as we get into this evening and tonight as a cold front sweeps through the state. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow is a cooler day, risk of some leftover showers in the morning. Otherwise, high temperature up to about 74. We'll be in the 60s for a high on Sunday as showers and thunderstorms become likely once again by afternoon and continuing Sunday night into Monday. The pollen count in the high range through tomorrow and then medium on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
Welcome back to News and Views. Eddie Bader and I get into theological discussions off air.
Deep thoughts.
I enjoy this stuff. But here, let's... In tough times, I either go to crazy, silly town.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, watch the new Bert Kreischer stand-up. Or I go to, like, studying theology, philosophy. I go to heavy topics and heavy stuff. It's one or the other for me.
Plan on watching Bert this weekend. I got it.
It's good stuff.
Scheduled.
It's good stuff. Let's, before we get off the air here and Dan Morse comes up, talk to Terry. Hey, Terry, thank you for being patient.
Of course. All right, here's three things the governor needs to do. Act like a Republican governor, and let's get rid of that 10 cents gas, because gas is about to go up, by the way, and food's already starting to go up, so let's get rid of the grocery tax thing, too, while we're at it. Let's help out people that way. That's
if it
way
keeps going on, a suspension of those things could be in order, yes.
Yeah, especially the grocery tax. I mean,
right.
Think about it. I mean, the groceries are already starting to go up just a little bit. I've been watching the last couple of days, and Like other callers have called in and said, look, paper towels are going up, toilet paper is going up. I know that sounds silly, but take away the grocery tax, and they can go up on it a little bit, and it won't hurt so bad.
Well, and by the way, as long as it's not too ridiculous, prices do need to go up so it doesn't end up with empty shelves. So there's more demand for these things, prices do need to go up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. More for the companies. That way they will keep in supply and demand and keep going,
right. You
know, and it won't go so high. You know, that's the whole point. And get rid of the grocery tax. Get rid of the 10 cents gas tax, whatever it is. Right now, suspend that right now for a while, because I got a feeling gas is going to go up. I guarantee it will. It went down low right now, but it's going to go back up.
Yeah, we shall see. This price war between the Saudis and Russia has really dropped it down. And actually, I think the president bought a bunch of oil off the market, put in the strategic reserve to keep the price stable.
Yep.
So we'll see where it goes. But, yeah, it depending on how long the situation lasts, the state might start looking at relief like that.
Yeah, Ivy could act like a Republican governor for a change and take those two taxes away.
Well, she's going to have to confer with Missy first.
You know, Missy?
You don't want to trip again. You know?
That's right. She'd be tripping.
All right, thank you.
And by the way, anybody listening, I love the governor on a personal level. I actually think Ivy's great. It's just, I mean... Sometimes I see stories and I'm like, really?
I remember when you and the governor used to have a little something
going
on.
Oh, that is not true. By the way, it got back to me. But she didn't mind all the jokes about, you know, Jack Daniels and Evan Williams.
Yeah.
But it got to, you know, this people were talking about, you know, me and her having something.
Yeah.
I don't think she liked that. Well, I didn't start that, governor. I didn't start that.
Well, she could do worse, Joey.
That is true. I have been working out a lot.
That's
folks,
right.
Again, this part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios.